It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy. Don Owen for our boy Tobin out all week. But he will return next week live from Big Ten Media Day, where Leroy was snubbed of an appearance. But
yeah, that's right. You'd think they would want a Big Ten legend to come back for the Media Day.
Hmm. Nah, that's fine.
Wasn't invited.
Wow.
Okay, wasn't on the list. Was not on the list.
Wasn't on the list.
But nonetheless, Tobin will be there live in Indianapolis next week. In the meantime, we are blessed with the presence of Mr. Alex Dono. Now,
yeah, I'm going to be at the ACC media next week at Charlotte.
Ooh.
Probably would rather be in Charlotte than Indianapolis, if I'm being honest. They used to do the Big Ten in Chicago. That was a much better spot.
For sure.
Hey, I just got an interesting stat.
What's that?
Want to chew on this for a second?
Yeah.
Leroy, you always talking about how the Heat don't have that go-to score.
Mm-hmm.
Just saw they haven't had a 25-point-per-game score since 2013.
Whoa.
LeBron.
Longest drought in the NBA except for the Magic.
Hmm.
Jeez. Well, that's because the Heat play team basketball.
No.
You don't know who's going to step up on any given night. You don't strictly rely on one player.
But here's the problem, Dono. Can you tell me on a nightly basis who's going to be that guy?
And that's the magic of it. In the playoffs, we know it's Jimmy when he's healthy. Not last year, but in the playoffs, we know who it is. In the regular season, we can hit you with anybody. Could be Tyler Hero's night tonight.
And you think that's tonight. And based on how the NBA works, you think that's a consistent way to win games?
Hmm.
Apparently it's not working so well in the regular season because guys are taking too many days off, but
it's not even that. Okay. I don't care. Okay. Even if you didn't play as many games as the team would like, right? That stat would say you do need that guy. That if he only plays X amount of games, you need to know when I put him in the lineup, that's 25.
I can agree that consistent scoring has been an issue for the Miami Heat.
They've gotten away with it. And they've ignored it. But the fact of the matter is, these playoffs, they went three games in a series when they scored 80 points. In 2024.
All right. But can I say there's a good reason, though? There's many different good reasons and a string of bad luck as to why that stat is true. Number one, Chris Bosh's health.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first string of bad luck where we redesigned the entire roster following the dismantling of the Big Three to revolve around Chris Bosh.
10 years ago?
Yeah, I mean 2013. So I'm saying there's a series as to why we got here. Because first Chris Bosh, that whole situation kind of lingered for like 2 years, to be honest.
Yeah.
Then following that, we have to figure it out mode. So we just got done acquiring the biggest free agents of all time. We are kind of enemy number one, and everyone wants to see us fail. We're not the free agent destination that we used to be. So we tried to do it in-house. That was a mistake by management. The one that you brought up earlier, we're talking about the season.
Yeah, Dion Waiters was supposed to be that guy.
Exactly. Ugh. They tried to bank on people like Dion Waiters, James Johnson, Tyler Johnson, and that was wrong.
Not Bam. It was Hassan. They tried to bank on
exactly.
Hassan.
Exactly. Completely horrible wrong. You cannot, you know, excuse the front office for that. But they were trying something. They realized, hey, that's not going to work for sure. So they decided, we need to go out and get Jimmy Butler for a minute. That mm-hmm. seemed to be working. And then the last time in which they kind of were experiencing bad luck was this whole Dame Lillard thing. We were supposed to have Dame. Joe Cronin ruined it.
It's all Joe Cronin's fault.
Joe Cronin completely
ruined it. We would have had a 30-point-per-game scorer last year if Cronin didn't have an agenda.
He had an agenda, Leroy.
Right. So here's, I'm getting some. Leroy worked for the Spurs and the Pistons boxing in.
Yeah, like 20
years. You also had Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Well, and the Pistons won a championship, what was that, like 17 years ago? Like that was a long time ago.
The Pistons won
20 years
a championship exactly how the Heat have been playing for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And look.
It's a different game then, though.
I understand what people are saying, right? You're looking at the results, right? But as an organization, you can look at the results and say, we cannot consistently be this. It might work one out of every 10 years. And the point is, when you look around the league, and look at the teams that you have to beat, they have some bona fide scorers, some guys that can light it up. And Jimmy can be that guy, but Jimmy's not that player. That's not what he chooses to be. So you need a scorer. You need a bona fide scorer because 100%. Every successful team you see in the NBA has that guy that they can just scratch off 25. Right.
Sometimes two. Sometimes two guys.
Right. And you haven't had a guy do it since 2013. You played three games against Boston where you didn't score over 85 points. And you're telling me that's not an issue?
No,
we should have drafted Bronny.
They have him stand in the corner and then it'd be 75.
Let's get to some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Speaking of Bronny, and speaking of summer league action as we have been, Bronny gets his best summer league display yesterday with 12 points.
Wow.
Look at that.
That's seven more than he averaged at USC.
He's doing amazing. 12 points for Bronny.
Wow.
Really been more of a defender, if you will, but he has been outscoring one of the top draft picks, Alex Saar, who I don't know if you guys saw, went like 0 for 15 in his summer league in 30 minutes the other day. So imagine that being your draft pick, and Bronny's outperforming him at the moment. But so far, the best outing for him and probably one of the better outings for the Miami Heat yesterday, who were able to top the Dallas Mavericks 92-79. Well-balanced performance. Although even though the three-point shooting wasn't really going down, for example, Pella Larsen went 1 for 5. And Josh Christopher, who we've been watching really closely these past couple games, went 1 for 7 from 3.
Ugh.
Even with that, though, Miami Heat still able to pull away late, outscoring the Mavericks by 11 in the fourth quarter and by 12 in the second quarter. So when it mattered most, Miami Heat came through. And they're going to need a lot of that youth during this run up this upcoming season, as they weren't really able to make any moves. So hopefully that youth is able to translate during the regular season. Staying in the realm of basketball, I'm not sure if you guys were able to see this yesterday. Caitlin Clark back in the news as she set a record 19 assists in one game.
Jeez.
That's pretty good.
It's crazy how like she's become so polarizing where like some people just pretend she's not even good when it's like, you can't deny that. Like, you know, if you think maybe she's getting a little bit too much hype, I guess that's your opinion. But to pretend she's not a good player, it's absurd.
Here's the thing. It's harder. And I'm not taking anything away from Angel Reese, but it's easier to go into a new league and be effort and determination person, right? The assist and the shooting is a skill set that you probably need more time to get acclimated to. So the fact that she's doing that right at a young age is amazing, you know, yeah, as her first year. Not taking anything away from Angel Reese, but she's very powerful. She's big. She's very aggressive. And that bodes well into what she is doing as a rookie. Not, you know, handles and handling the ball and turn and having to watch your turnovers and then hitting jump shots. And then, you know, so it's two different players. And so when you compare them, it's kind of hard to do that because
yeah,
you have to realize that it's much more difficult to acclimate yourself as a facilitator in the next league than it is to be effort, rebounder, skill in the paint person, right? Usually bigs can have an impact right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, size.
I kind of like the fact that it seems like Reese and Clark don't like each other because it kind of reminds me of like old school basketball rivalries. Because like in the NBA for the last 20 years, these guys are all best friends, right?
I would say this.
I like the fact that they don't like each other.
It's more Angel Reese doesn't like what the world has done with Caitlin Clark.
Absolutely.
It's not necessarily Caitlin Clark. Right. So she kind of the things that she says, I understand what she's saying. Right. It's a little bit inaccurate because Caitlin Clark is moving the needle as great as Angel Reese is.
Yeah.
Right. But she's taking that out on Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Right. And Caitlin Clark is really not like, what do you want me to do? Right.
Yeah.
So I get it. I understand it, but at the same time, it's kind of one of those situations where you're backed into this situation based on what other people are doing and not necessarily based on the two people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, not sure if we were able to do the jokes yesterday, the dad jokes. Were we able to give away any tickets yesterday, Leroy? Do you remember?
We didn't give it only tickets. You're the only one that gave away tickets.
Okay, well, that means I have two pairs of Sarah Silverman tickets to give away because Sarah Silverman is bringing her post-mortem tour to the Fillmore in Miami Beach this coming January. Keep listening to us for details on how you could win tickets. This is a Live Nation show. In addition to that, classic rock band Styx and Foreigner will be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm this Friday. You can win yourself in by going to WQAM.com/contest and enter online. Tickets.
Who's that? Perry is the lead singer of Foreigner?
Let's find out.
You're thinking of Journey.
I'm thinking of Journey.
Okay. Lead singer. Now I need to know who's the lead singer of Foreigner. How could you not know that it is Lou Gramm?
And I don't think Lou Gramm's with them anymore, unless he reunited with them.
No, he's dead.
No. I think he's alive. I just don't think. I'm not sure.
Wait. Here's the funny thing about what just happened.
Yep.
Dono is still trying to figure it out.
the guy who sings with them now is somebody named Kelly Hansen.
Yes.
Did you not hear Marco say, no, he's dead?
No, he's not dead.
I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's not.
He's not dead.
Lou
Gramm is still with us, everyone, in case you're worried. I am not breaking news.
He's still with us. He's just not with Foreigner.
He said that, and Dono just kept moving along.
Yeah, no, he's not dead.
No, he's not. He was the co-founder and lead vocalist for Foreigner from 1976 to 1990 and again from 1992 to 2003.
That's probably when they went on tour.
Yeah, I just saw 1992 to 2003. I was like, wow, he died.
Yeah, no, I think they had a dispute, and I think he still sings Foreigner songs, but not under the Foreigner banner, and then Foreigner plays their songs with somebody else.
Yes, indeed.
Isn't that a weird thing how that works?
Yeah.
Because, like, back in the day, you did have, like, 5 to 10 people in your band, right? One guy wrote songs, one guy was the lead singer, everybody else played their role. And then when it gets ugly, like, yeah. Like, I remember watching a New Year's Eve party on TV, and they said U2 was going to be there. But Bono was the lead singer.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
Mm. Why, was the Edge there at least? The guitar player who wears, like, the beanie hat?
Don't know. Clue.
There's really only one guitarist people know, and it's Slash. Totally marketable.
I mean,
or Prince.
He is very marketable. It's not the only guitar player people
know. Nah, he was on Guitar Hero, dude. Everyone knows Slash.
Oh, that's true. He was.
When we come back, we will review more of that list to find out who topped the 100 best athletes since 2000. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
It's our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show, live on a Thursday. Dono in for Tobes, Leroy in for Leroy.
Yes.
We discussed it last hour. The top pro athletes of the 21st century. We reviewed some of the surprising and not so surprising entries thus far. If you want to read that list, you can do so by going.
Oh, and who's number one? We haven't established, because I can tell you who it should be, but who
is it? Messi?
Messi should be number one, but LeBron is probably number one. It's an ESPN list.
All right. Well, we'll find out. I'm going to go ahead and give us a sneak peek into the top 50. But before I do, I just want to give you a few names that were left off the top 50. Alexander Ovechkin left off the top 50. He was 54.
Wow.
Calvin Johnson also left off of the top 50. He was 57. Ray Lewis, 61. And this one.
Keep in mind, these are guys, their last years were 15 years ago.
Yeah, so a lot of the guys.
That they made started, the list.
Yeah.
The fact that they earlier. Made the list is pretty incredible in that they haven't played their sport in over a decade.
Well, and also, you're talking about the best since the 2000s. Like, Ray Lewis started his career in the 90s, his pro career.
Ray Lewis was the first. When the team moved over, Ray Lewis was the first pick. Mm-hmm. Ray Lewis and an additional pick, the left guard, Hall of Famer.
Michael Orr?
Ogden?
Jonathan Ogden.
They came in the same year.
Hmm.
So you had Jonathan Ogden and Ray Lewis.
That's a hell of a pick.
Yeah, that's a great draft.
Right.
Yeah. Hope Chris Greer's taking notes.
So even though they never, that was the first year of, and I might say Michael Orr might have been, I mean, Ogden might have been the next year.
Hmm.
But
and then shortly Ray after Lewis that was Ed Reed.
Ray Lewis was the first pick of the Baltimore Ravens franchise.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now he is the 61st pick of the top 100 list.
But when was his last year?
2012.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Last year wasn't it? Was when they won the Super Bowl? Then he went out after that.
Yeah. Went out on a goal line stand.
They won the Super Bowl and.
2001 was it? Or no, it was actually 2000.
But they won again. He did win it in 2000, but was he on the second one to win it with Harbaugh?
Yes, he was. He was because it was a goal line stand that it came down.
Was that 2008?
No, that was 2012.
Like 2012. Yeah, 2012.
Okay.
They retired right after.
Yep. Now, the one who's right after Ray Lewis on this list, they actually have a note here that is when ESPN runs this back in 2050. This person is the likeliest candidate to rate worthy of the top 10. And at 62, they have Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, okay.
Because he hasn't done it long enough. That's all.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
He plays baseball, so I mean, who cares?
Leroy.
I just wanted to rile Leroy up.
Leroy, your boy Phil Mickelson at 68. All right, not a
Where's
fan
Tiger? Animal. Where does Tiger show up?
Top five.
Well,
top 10 at the very least, I would think.
No, top five.
Manny Pacquiao, 71. I'll tell you where Tiger isn't, and that is past 50. So, time
okay,
now
so
to
go. Okay, so he's in the top. As he should be in the top 50.
As he should
he's
be, for
top
sure.
five. Tiger Woods in golf since 2000?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not arguing.
A couple notable
Don't think
names.
He should be number one, but he should be top 10.
He might. I mean, he could be. Oh, my goodness, Tiger. What are you doing?
From 50 to 40, just a couple quick ones here. 41, Dirk Nowitzki. Fitting, since he wore number 41. They got Giannis at 42, which I thought was pretty interesting. Oh. A-Rod at 43. David Ortiz at 45.
And?
A couple soccer entries.
I feel like A-Rod would have been higher if everyone didn't hate him.
Yeah.
Not for
let me tell you something.
Smug face, though.
He's had the greatest turnaround in the history of sports.
He has, but still, like I feel like if not for... Because when the guy was playing baseball, most everybody hated him. Like I feel like A-Rod would be higher than 45 if not.
It's kind of like that if you like Jeter, you had to hate A-Rod.
Yeah,
for reasons for nobody, neither one are their fault.
Yeah, exactly. What about not that I want you to spoil everything, but I'm wondering where they put Barry Bonds on the list because he did some amazing things.
He was the greatest hitter of my era.
Right. Yeah. They were tainted by, what he was doing, although I still would say your hand-eye coordination has still got to be pretty darn awesome regardless of what you're putting in your body.
Now, the 40 to 30 list, obviously, as you can expect, has a few more popping names, if you will. Okay. Kevin Durant, 39. Your boy, Barry Bonds, 38.
Okay. There you go.
Just in front of him, Ichiro Suzuki, 37.
A lot of longevity for Ichiro. And I thought, of course, I think of him as a Marlin. I know people think of him as a Mariner, but he's always a Marlin to me.
He was a Marlin like Mike Piazza.
A little longer than Piazza, but yeah.
I haven't necessarily mentioned too many women, but there is a lot of love to women being shown on this list, including 32, Marta from Brazil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I would say Serena's top five.
Yeah, Serena should be top five.
I think she should be, for sure.
Yeah.
I would say Serena, Messi, Tiger...
What about Cristiano Ronaldo? He's going to be close. He'll be top five, probably.
Dwayne Wade at 35. I know that's something
criminally underrated. Come on.
I think so, for sure. They have Jokic over him, and I'm like, what are we doing here?
Wow.
Getting from 30 to 20 before we hit commercial break, just a couple notable names. Like I mentioned, Jokic above Dwayne Wade. They have him at 28. Leroy's old teammate, Randy Moss. At 27.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I mentioned earlier Floyd at 25.
Floyd's that low, huh?
Man. Kevin Garnett, 23, which that was interesting.
I don't know if I would have Kevin Garnett.
I think just for his acting in that Adam Sandler movie, Uncut Gems, fantastic. Yep. Like, that was better than anything he did in basketball.
Do you think that Kevin Garnett was as dominant in his sport as Randy Moss was in his?
No.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's not count the guy out yet. 2008 NBA champion, 2007-2008 Defensive Player of the Year, 13-time All-Star, 12-time All-Defensive Team, an 8-time All-NBA selection, and the All-Star Game MVP in 2003. I mean, he had a decorated
career. Okay, that's great. But who was more terrifying on a basketball court or on their respective fields?
Randy.
Randy Moss. But there were some issues as far as motivation in regards to Randy Moss.
No, there wasn't.
I also think
people told
me. We don't remember Oakland Randy Moss? You're telling me Oakland Randy Moss was the same?
That's what people told you.
What about Oakland Randy Moss? How do you explain that?
What about Oakland?
Oakland sucked.
Seems to happen a lot there.
Yeah, New England Randy Moss did all right for himself.
Did great. I mean, that's the motivation thing we're talking about. There were some years towards the tail end of
Where's Usain Bolt?
So We're going to get into the top 20 when we come back.
What about Joey Chestnut? Top five?
You know, didn't even make it. Did not make
what?
It. Which I thought was a you know, complete outrage. Completely changed the game.
I think they're punishing him
from,
for
we
his
We haven't heard from Tom Brady.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Brady. Brady's got to be very high on the list.
Where was Mahomes?
Sure, knowing ESPN, it's probably going to be LeBron number one and Brady number two, probably.
No, Messi will be in there somewhere.
He should be, but I don't know, man. I don't trust ESPN.
And do you put Messi, like, it's weird because there's certain players that go hand in hand, right? Like, you can't say Messi without saying Ronaldo.
Right, even though Messi's better, but yeah.
Oh, okay. He's a local guy, so I'll give him the credit now. But less crying. I mean, Jesus Christ. Every time I turn on
the
TV.
Did you see his ankle?
I would have been weeping if that was my ankle.
That goes, let me tell you.
Just a little dead foot.
Oh.
That's people that have never really been hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
We'll find out the rest of the list and much more when we come back.
You know, you would have did better if you had just gone down the list instead of spot checking where players are.
There's 100
of them. That's probably my fault. I keep asking him for spot checks.
It's both of you. Actually, it's both of you. Actually, you know what, guys? What are we doing? It's Figgy's fault.
Yeah.
More when
Scooby's
we come back.
Fault.
Do it.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are finishing our top 100 athletes of the 21st century as provided by ESPN. Thus far, no real shocking rankings, you guys, right? Nothing too crazy as of yet.
Respected in the 60s, but...
Let's see. The top 20 begins at number 20 with Aaron Donald. Number 19, Lewis Hamilton, which you mentioned before.
Wow. Greatest Formula One driver of all time. No respect for his sport.
Who's the new guy? He's one just
Verstappen?
Verstappen is one just
Yeah, he's great too. Yeah, it's true.
This is a name that we hadn't mentioned. Patrick Mahomes in at 18.
Okay. Shaquille. I mean, if he'll probably be higher before he retires. I mean, given the way Mahomes is going.
So that means Brady is ahead of him.
Yeah, as he should be. Yeah.
Shaq 17, Tim Duncan 16. Shout out Katie Ledecky making it at number 15, 10-time Olympic medalist.
Okay.
Steph Curry makes it at 14, Ronaldo at 13.
Wow, so Steph ahead of Duncan, and I guess with the champ,
plus, you have to understand that Steph changed the way basketball is played.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I just had to kind of think that through before I could just let that slide, but you're probably right.
This is a name that you had asked about before, Dono, number 13, Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Wow, outside the top 10. He's probably very salty about that. He's kind of a diva.
Some love for Rafael Nadal and tennis as he comes in at number 12 with Djokovic at 11.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Kobe starts things off in the top 10 with number 10. They have Kobe Bryant.
I think that's fair for Kobe.
Yeah.
Now, these are all names that you guys had essentially asked for. We can finally determine which one of you was right. Number nine.
We'll hear Joey Chestnut in the top 9.
Number 9 is Usain Bolt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tiger, number 8.
Wow.
Tiger is 8?
See, I had a feeling he'd be outside that top 5, but top 10 deserved for sure.
Simone Biles.
Like, I think Tiger has done more for his sport.
But, and also, he started in the 90s, right?
No, 97, dude.
Oh, man, that's just...
2000 was one of the greatest years of golf ever.
Three really good years in the previous
decade. Between 2000 and 2001, he owned all four majors.
Yeah, no, he did. I remember.
But how long has he been washed is the real question.
Yeah.
He won a major in 2000... 19?
What? Tiger Woods?
Yeah, he did. That was like shortly before he had that really bad car crash.
No way.
I think the last major was 2019?
2019. He won the Masters in 2019? Yeah. That's impressive.
So, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's impressive.
Simone Biles is ahead of Tiger?
Indeed, Simone Biles
Since
2000, she hasn't even been at her sport that long. Tiger been doing it.
Tiger, from 97, was his very first year. Yeah.
And his last championship was 2019. His last major was 2019.
At the very least, they should flip that. Biles 8 and Tiger 7.
Yeah, that makes sense. Seven-time Olympic medalist for Biles. Definitely a historic career. You know they call her the GOAT.
That's fine.
In regards to gymnastics. That's fine.
But they're still trying to... They're still trying to find somebody to do what Tiger did in stretches during his career.
Well, in her third Olympics, Biles became the first gymnast to win all-around gold in non-consecutive Olympics. She also has five skills that bear her name, including a vault with the highest difficulty level in women's gymnastics. Huh. They're naming stuff after her.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Tiger's got his own logo, though.
Oh, but you know what? You'll buy his shirt.
By the way,
it's not even on there.
If I might add to this,
yeah,
you know how hard it is to get Tiger stuff.
Oh, is it like all sold out?
No, like the shirts and stuff. How about this? They sell the Tiger shirts. Don't even have a damn tiger on it.
Don't have the logo.
Right. Crazy, it just says red on it.
It's just a red. That's weird. What is it, Sunday red?
It doesn't have the Tiger logo on it, or they have it on the tag. They don't have it on the shirt like what you see with Tiger.
Crazy.
Have you ever tried to buy Simone Biles gear?
I'm
too big.
So right there, there's your answer. No.
There you go.
I'm too big for a leotard. No, I'm just saying. Like what is TaylorMade doing?
Yeah.
Right? Like when Nike came out with Tiger Woods stuff, that TW was on everything.
Everywhere.
If you go to Tiger Woods golf shirts and try to buy a golf shirt, it doesn't even have the little tiger on it.
Nope.
It's weird.
And it's so
expensive. I'm not buying that.
Super expensive.
The only thing you can get is a hat.
Yeah.
Weird.
With the tiger on it. I'm like, they don't want to sell shirts.
Roger Federer, number 6.
Okay. I can see it. Now, would you think Federer should be ahead of the clay court specialist?
Nadal. Yeah, he should be ahead of Nadal. Yeah. Okay.
Then you got to put Joker ahead of him.
They put Joker right ahead of Nadal, but Federer ahead of both.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Number 5, Tom Brady.
Yep.
Tom Brady, number 5.
Okay.
Yeah. So now we're in the top 5 here. Number 4. This is going to shock you, Dono.
Really?
Number 4, LeBron James.
Oh, listen, I'm glad. I'll take it because I really thought ESPN, just because it's what they do, would put him in number 1.
It's got to be Serena.
Messi has got to be in there.
Messi.
Top 3.
Yeah.
Serena. Messi.
There's one big one you guys are missing, and when I say
Michael Phelps.
So number 4 is LeBron, number 3 is Messi, number 2 Serena Williams, and number 1 on top of the list with 28 Olympic gold medals. I'm sorry, with Olympic Michael medals, Phelps. 23 gold medals. That is Michael Phelps.
Wow.
Now, can I just say this? I would have put, if that's the route you're taking.
Yeah.
I'd have put Serena 1.
What?
Well, over Phelps?
Just because of the competition.
Name another swimmer.
Exactly.
Ryan Lochte.
Right, which that's it.
I only remember him for the hope. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When Serena started dominating tennis, there were still big names that she was destroying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you see what I'm saying? That's not to say Michael Phelps. I think you're discrediting Michael Phelps at this moment.
I'm not discrediting him.
Yeah, you're saying his competition was garbage.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the access, okay?
Yeah.
Like, think about it this way. It's harder to make it in Major League Baseball. So if you're great for a long period of time in Major League Baseball, when it's basically a world sport, right? Is pretty unique. So when you think about baseball and the access that baseball has to all of the countries and the Latin countries and the Asian countries and stuff like that, it's truly a world sport. If you're dominant in Major League Baseball for a long period of time and are on that list, you're you're dominating in a sport that has access to the world. When I say men swimming, once you get past the U.S., you don't like know anybody else.
Yeah, but I think the reason why we don't know any other swimmers is because Michael Phelps kicked all their asses. Like, he was so dominated. Good that, like...
Right, but I... Yes, you know, and I'm not here. I hate having these conversations for this reason. When you have this conversation about somebody else, it doesn't mean that you're discrediting the person.
Yeah, sure,
that,
sure.
Right. And that's what I hate. But think about this. Besides the Olympics, what do you think about swimming?
On a hot summer's day.
No. I'm talking about competitive swimming.
Yeah, I mean, the Olympics.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, that's the entire world competing, though. So every country and then every...
Every 4 years.
They got water everywhere.
Every 4 years.
I mean, he dominated outside of it, too. Like, it's not only he was just an Olympics guy. I know there's world champion. I can't keep up with the...
There's world championships and all those other things. Yeah.
And that's stuff that he doesn't get. He may be the greatest Olympian of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, greatest Olympian.
Sure.
Got you. Now, there's only one other sport that is world access, like tennis and like baseball.
Soccer
and golf. Right? And so those sports and how they compete against each other going to have more, you know, more cachet with me because of it's not every 4 years. And so that's why I, even though I know what Michael Phelps has done and he's been dominant and what have you,
he's won 82 medals in major international long course competitions.
That's insane. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not like he's won 28 Olympic medals, but 82 overall in major international long course competitions.
Tiger won 82 PGA events.
Tiger's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
But Michael Phelps is 39.
Okay, think about this. Who's had more of a bigger impact on their sport?
Probably Tiger.
Right.
But Phelps is, it's like, it's right up there though. Like, we're splitting hairs.
I really feel
when
like,
I think of, when I think, what,
but here, okay, here, wait, for think both. About this. Think about this. More people like me have picked up a game of golf because of Tiger. How many people said, ooh, when was the last time you got in the pool and said, ooh, I want to be a swimmer?
I mean, but anytime I do anything in the pool, the first name I say is Michael Phelps.
The thing is, like, they're both synonymous with their sport.
How many kids grow up and say, you know what, I want to be a swimmer? It just kind of happens. There's people that got that as kids say, ooh, I want to be Tiger Woods. Ooh, I want to be Lionel Messi. Ooh, I want to, you know what I mean? The impact of people wanting to do your sport, that is what, you know, kind of makes me think that they're more worthy to be higher up on the list. That's why I said Messi.
Well, I think though, part of it, it's more fun to play golf than swim laps. I mean, swimming laps feels like a chore. Am I right? Like it's stupid. Exercise.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying though, Leroy, where it's like a lot of people don't even have the luxury of, you know, having access to clean water to train like, you know, Michael Phelps would. It is definitely a sport of luxury.
But you need access to golf clubs and golf courses, though.
For sure.
I grew up in a hood with zero.
Yeah.
With nothing. And I managed to find a club and go to a park and me and my uncle would hit balls at each other. Uh-huh. Like, it's just... Like, I can't...
You couldn't have found a pond to swim in, though? You could have found... you could have done that if you wanted to.
A pond?
That's out of my...
No.
What is that? That's out of my demographic. Yeah. Right? That's the Bubbas.
All right.
But only Bubbas go swim with them gators.
On a creek.
In a creek. Yeah, no. I don't mess... No. Dude. Yeah. So, right. Yeah, I get it. I could say... I understand it, right? But I'm just thinking from personal, you know, interaction with different sports, right? That I can't remember the last time a kid has said to me or a parent has said to me, my kid is a swimmer.
But another thing I'm going to think about is, though, like for as great as Tiger has been since the turn of the century, mm-hmm. like you can name other really good golfers who have won tournaments, whereas like Michael Phelps just housed everybody. Like there's like yeah. nobody else in his sport.
Except for Ryan Lochte, who came in and did some stuff, too.
Is that the one who faked the robbery?
Yeah, he was just like a sidekick on Michael Phelps'
yeah.
team. He wasn't. Yeah. I mean, no one mentions him other than for the fake robbery. Like I said,
yeah.
I think you're right that more people are. You know, he's more of a transcendent athlete, Tiger Woods. But I think because of the lack of popularity of the sport, shouldn't necessarily be held against him. He still dominated. Like if you're the best cricket player of all time and you've just completely dominated the sport. You dominated the sport. There's nothing I can say. I'm not going to be like, well, who plays cricket? Because
I'm
really
yeah, but I'm looking at it as far as, and I don't want to see if you dominate a sport at a world level, right? I'm not trying to take anything away from that, right? But I would say this: because I'm not a swimmer, or I'm not into swimming except during the Olympics, right? I feel that Tiger Woods has had more of an impact on his sport than Michael Phelps has had on his. And the numbers of how many people watch, the amount of money that has been brought into golf, the amount of kids and all of the first tee programs and stuff to give everybody an opportunity to golf. That all came with Tiger, right? And so when I'm meeting kids that never would have golfed before and now they like to golf, I see a whole bunch of, you know, I know a whole bunch of people who teach kids who would normally never get into golf. Now there's a first tee program. I look at it that way. Same thing with Serena, right? You look at Serena, you turn on tennis right now,
yeah.
There's a whole lot more, you know.
Do it.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are finishing our top 100 athletes of the 21st century as provided by ESPN. Thus far, No real shocking rankings, you guys, right? Nothing too crazy as of yet.
Respected in the 60s, but.
Let's see. The top 20 begins at number 20 with Aaron Donald. Number 19, no kidding. Lewis Hamilton, which you mentioned before.
Wow. Greatest Formula One driver of all time. No respect for his sport.
Who's the new guy? He's one just
Verstappen.
Verstappen is one just.
Yeah, he's great too. Yeah, it's true.
This is a name that we hadn't mentioned. Patrick Mahomes in at 18.
Okay, Shaquille. I mean, if he'll probably be higher before he retires. I mean, right. Given the way Mahomes is going,
so that means Brady is ahead of him.
Yeah, for as he should be. Yeah,
Shaq 17, Tim Duncan 16. Shout out Katie Ledecky making it at number 15, 10-time Olympic medalist.
Okay,
Steph Curry makes it at 14, Ronaldo at 13.
Wow, so Steph ahead of Duncan, and I guess with the champ, yeah. I mean,
well, okay. plus, you have to understand that Steph changed the way basketball is played.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, for sure.
I just had to kind of think that through before I could just let that slide. But you're probably right.
This is a name that you had asked about before, Dono. Number 13, Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Wow, outside the top 10. He's probably very salty about that. He's kind of a diva.
Some love for Rafael Nadal and tennis as he comes in at number 12 with Djokovic at 11.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Kobe starts things off in the top 10 with number 10. They have Kobe Bryant.
I think that's fair for Kobe.
Yeah.
Now, these are all names that you guys had essentially asked for. We can finally determine which one of you was right. Number nine.
We'll hear Joey Chestnut in the top 9.
Number 9 is Usain Bolt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tiger, number 8.
Wow.
Tiger is eight?
Gee, I had a feeling he'd be outside that top five, but top 10 deserved for sure.
Simone Biles.
Like, I think Tiger has done more for his sport.
But, and also, he started in the 90s, right?
No, like, 97, dude.
Oh, I mean, that's just...
2000 was one of the greatest years of golf ever.
Three really good years in the previous decade.
Between 2000 and 2001, he owned all four majors.
Yeah, no, he did. I remember.
But how long has he been washed is the real question.
Yeah.
He won a major in 2019?
What? Tiger Woods?
Yeah, he did. That was like shortly before he had that really bad car crash.
No way.
I think the last major was 2019?
2009. He won the Masters in 2019. Yeah. That's impressive.
So, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's impressive. Well, hold on.
Simone Biles is ahead of Tiger.
Indeed, Simone Biles is ahead of Tiger.
Since
2000, she hasn't even been at her sport that long. Well, Tiger been doing it.
Tiger, from 97, was his first year. Yeah,
and his last championship was 2019. His last major was 2019.
At the very least, they should flip that. Biles 8 and Tiger 7.
Yeah, that makes sense. Seven-time Olympic medalist for Biles. Definitely a historic career. You know they call her the GOAT.
That's fine.
In regards to gymnastics. That's fine.
But they're still trying to... They're still trying to find somebody to do what Tiger did in stretches during his career.
Well... in her third Olympics, Biles became the first gymnast to win all-around gold in non-consecutive Olympics. She also has five skills that bear her name, including a vault with the highest difficulty level in women's gymnastics. Huh. They're naming stuff after her.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Tiger's got his own logo, though.
Oh, but you know what? You'll buy his shirt.
By the way, add to this.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to get Tiger stuff?
Oh, is it like all sold out?
No. Mm. Like the shirts and stuff? How about this? They sell the Tiger shirts, don't even have a damn tiger on it.
Don't have the logo.
Right. Crazy, it just says red on it.
It's just a red. That's weird. What is it, Sunday red?
It doesn't have the Tiger logo on it, or they have it on the tag. They don't have it on the shirt like what you see with Tiger.
Crazy.
Have you ever tried to buy Simone Biles gear?
I'm
too big.
So right there, there's your answer. No.
There you go.
I'm too big for a leotard. No, I'm just saying. Like, what is TaylorMade doing?
Yeah,
right. Dropping like when ball, Nike man. Came out with Tiger Woods stuff, that TW was on everything,
everywhere.
Yeah. They sell gold. If you go to Tiger Woods golf shirts and try to buy a golf shirt, it doesn't even have the little tiger on it.
Nope,
that's weird.
And it's so
expensive. I'm not buying that.
Super expensive.
The only thing you can get is a hat.
Yeah.
Weird.
With the tiger on it. I'm like, they don't want to sell shirts.
Roger Federer, number six.
Okay. I can see it. Now, would you think Federer should be ahead of the clay court specialist?
Nadal. Yeah, he should be ahead of Nadal. Yeah.
Okay. Then you got to put Joker ahead of him.
They put Joker right ahead of Nadal, but Federer ahead of both.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Number five, Tom Brady.
Yep.
Tom Brady, number five.
Okay.
Yeah. So now we're in the top five here. Number four. This is going to shock you, Dono.
Really?
Number four, LeBron James.
Oh, listen, I'm glad. I'll take it because I really thought ESPN, just because it's what they do, would put him in number one.
Serena.
Messi has got to be in there.
Messi.
Top three.
Yeah.
And Serena, who are we missing? Messi.
There's one big one you guys are missing. And when I say
Michael Phelps.
So number four is LeBron. Number three is Messi. Number two, Serena Williams. And number one on top of the list with 28 Olympic gold medals. I'm sorry, with Olympic Michael medals, Phelps. 23 gold medals. That is Michael Phelps.
Wow.
Now, can I just say this? I would have put, if that's the route you're taking, I'd have put Serena one.
What?
Well, over
just Phelps? because of the competition.
Name another swimmer.
Exactly.
Ryan Lochte.
Right, which that's it.
And but I only remember him for the host. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. When Serena started dominating tennis, there were still big names that she was destroying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you see what I'm saying? That's not to say Michael Phelps. I think you're discrediting Michael Phelps at this moment.
I'm not discrediting him.
Yeah, you're saying his competition was garbage.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the access, okay?
Yeah.
Like, think about it this way. It's harder to make it in Major League Baseball. So if you're great for a long period of time in Major League Baseball, when it's basically a world sport,
yeah,
right, is pretty unique. So when you think about baseball and the access that baseball has to all of the countries and the Latin countries and Asian countries and stuff like that, it's truly a world sport. If you're dominant in Major League Baseball for a long period of time and are on that list, you're dominating in a sport that has access to the world. When I say men swimming, once you get past the U.S., you don't know anybody else.
Yeah, but I think the reason why we don't know any other swimmers is because Michael Phelps kicked all their asses. Like, he was so good that, like...
Right, but and I'm not here. I hate having these conversations for this reason. When you have this conversation about somebody else, it doesn't mean that you're discrediting the person.
Yeah, sure,
that,
sure.
Right. And that's what I hate. But think about this. Besides the Olympics, what do you think about swimming?
On a hot summer's day.
No. I'm talking about competitive swimming.
Yeah, I mean, World the Olympics. Swimming.
You see what I'm saying?
But that's the entire world competing, though. So every country and then every...
Every 4 years.
They got water everywhere.
Every 4 years.
I mean, he dominated outside of it, too. Like, it's not only he was just an Olympics guy. I know there's world champion. I can't keep up with the...
There's world championships and all those other things.
And that's stuff that he doesn't get. He may be the greatest Olympian of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, greatest Olympian.
Sure.
Got you. Now, there's only one other sport that is world access, like tennis and like baseball.
Soccer and
golf. Right? And so those sports and how they compete against each other are going to have more cachet with me because of it's not every 4 years. And so that's why I, even though I know what Michael Phelps has done, and he's been dominant and what have you.
He's won 82 medals in major international long course competitions.
That's insane. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not like he's won 28 Olympic medals, but 82 overall in major international long course competitions.
Tiger won 82 PGA events.
Tiger's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
But Michael Phelps is 39.
Okay, think about this. Who's had more of a bigger impact on their sport?
Probably Tiger.
Right.
But Phelps is, it's like, it's right up there, though. Like, we're splitting hairs.
I really feel like.
Think about this. More people like me have picked up a game of golf because of Tiger. How many people said, ooh, when was the last time you got in the pool and said, ooh, I want to be a swimmer?
I mean, but anytime I do anything in the pool, the first name is Michael Phelps.
They're both synonymous with their sport.
How many kids grow up and say, you know what, I want to be a swimmer? It just kind of happens. There's people that got that as kids say, ooh, I want to be Tiger Woods. Ooh, I want to be Lionel Messi. Ooh, I want to, you know what I mean? The impact of people wanting to do your sport, that is what, you know, kind of makes me think that they're more worthy to be higher up on the list. That's why I said Messi.
Well, I think part of it, it's more fun to play golf than swim laps. I mean, swimming laps feels like a chore. Am I right? Like it's like exercise.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying though, Leroy, where it's like a lot of people don't even have the luxury of, you know, having access to clean water to train like, you know, Michael Phelps would. It is definitely a sport of luxury.
But you need access to golf clubs and golf courses, though.
For sure.
Not, I grew up in a hood with zero.
Yeah.
With nothing. And I managed to find a club and go to a park, and me and my uncle would hit balls at each other. Like, it's just... Like, I can't. You couldn't have found a pond
to swim in, though. You could have found. You could have done that if you wanted to.
A pond.
That's out of my.
No.
What is that? That's out of my demographic. Yeah. Right? That's the Bubbas.
All right.
But only Bubbas go swim with them gators
on a creek.
In a creek. Yeah. No. Dude. So yeah, I get it. I could say. I understand it, right? But I'm just thinking from personal, you know, interaction with different sports, right? That I can't remember the last time a kid has said to me or a parent has said to me, my kid is a swimmer.
But another thing I'm going to think about is, though, like for as great as Tiger has been since the turn of the century, mm-hmm. like you can name other really good golfers who have won tournaments, whereas like Michael Phelps just housed everybody. Like there's like nobody else in his sport.
Except for Ryan Lochte, who came in and did some stuff, too.
Is that the one who faked the robbery?
Yeah, he was just like a sidekick on Michael Phelps'
team. Yeah.
He wasn't, I mean, no one mentions him other than for the fake robbery, like I said.
Yeah.
I think you're right that more people are, you know, he's more of a transcendent athlete, Tiger Woods, but I think because of the lack of popularity of the sport, shouldn't necessarily be held against him. He's still dominated. Like, if you're the best cricket player of all time and you've just completely dominated the sport, you dominated the sport. There's nothing I can say. I'm not going to be like, well, who plays cricket? Because really,
yeah, but I'm looking at it as far as, and I don't want to see if you dominate a sport at a world level, right? I'm not trying to take anything away from that, right? But I would say this: because I'm not a swimmer, or I'm not into swimming except during the Olympics, right? I feel that Tiger Woods has had more of an impact on his sport than Michael Phelps has had on his. And the numbers of how many people watch, the amount of money that has been brought into golf, the amount of kids and all of the first tee programs and stuff to give everybody an opportunity to golf. That all came with Tiger, right? And so when I'm meeting kids that never would have golfed before and now they like to golf, I see a whole bunch of, you know, I know a whole bunch of people who teach kids who would normally never get into golf. Now there's a first tee program. I look at it that way. Same thing with Serena, right? You look at Serena, you turn on tennis right now,
yeah,
there's a whole lot more, you know, young black ladies that are into tennis now that maybe wouldn't have been if Serena and Venus hadn't played. So I look at it from that standpoint. When you talk about the impact along with the winning, the impact of what you had done and what you have had on your sport is going to take precedence over me. Didn't know nothing about hockey until about 5 years ago. I mean, soccer. I knew who Lionel Messi was.
Mm-hmm.
That's
kind
of, you see what I'm saying?
I still think Messi should have been number one, hey, if I'm being honest.
If my man swimmer would have came, walked in the building and slapped somebody in the face, they would say, who that is?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You wouldn't know.
They'd be
a lot of
10 feet away
from him. His face was very well known.
When we come back, Leroy is going to give us a golf update as to what is going on. More headlines, more shenanigans and games. You know the vibes. We got some trivia today. We got some more games. Goosies or no goosies. All that coming up on the final 2 hours of the show here on Tobin and Leroy.